name's Joe Scully. That was kind of crazy. There's some big words.
Holy. 101.5, Erin Community Radio.
And that was Grant Daniels, Triple Broadcasting, and performing live on 101.5 Erin Community Radio, live from the stage inside the agricultural booth at the 155th Annual Erin Fall Fair. My name's Joe Scully, just a touch past 5 o'clock on a sunny Sunday afternoon, 15 degrees in the sunshine, and we are just having a lot of fun getting ready for the big performance tonight at the talent competition on the main stage, and lots of stuff going on in the track. Bare Naked Ladies in 1 week on 101.5 Erin Community Radio. Here is the captain and Tennille. Love will keep us together on 101.5 ECR. And what a great way to celebrate Thanksgiving. Get yourself a nice big burger or poutine up at the Erin Optimist Club. And I don't know if you saw the guy. There's a guy up there that looks just like Mike Harris. Did you see him?
No, I didn't, in fact.
He looks like it. I went up there. I thought it was him. I got the big poutine. I handed it over to him. I'm like, hey, would you sign this for me? He's like, sure, okay, whatever. His name was Mark.
Oh, that's a letdown.
I didn't get his last name. Kicking it off, Blues Image and Ride, Captain Ride. Getting close to the interviews from all around the fair on Erin Community Radio, 101.5 FM. And to throw a hay bale, how far did you throw it?
29 feet.
What?
Yeah, man.
29 feet.
Some serious distance there.
This is a standard hay bale.
30 pounds, I think. It's actually a little lighter.
I have a hard enough time just picking up. I'm a farm boy, too. I have a hard enough time just picking a bale up and putting it in the back of a truck. And he threw it 29 feet. And the winner, what did he do?
I don't know. It was like good, like 12 feet farther than mine, though.
So you're saying it went a whopping 41 feet?
Something like that. It was some serious distance.
He wasn't green, right? Like he wasn't the Incredible Hulk?
No, he's just a good old farm boy.
Holy. And that's the kind of fun that you can see here at the 155th Annual Erin Fall Fair. And, of course, we're broadcasting live beside the stage. And the square dance continues. And we have new square dancers. Music to continue you through your afternoon. 14 degrees in the sunshine. Here is Moby and Southside on Erin Community Radio, 101.5 FM. Is there a connection here, Grant? There's Shania Twain, who's probably the biggest country singer, at least of this time. We won't get political and start talking about George Jones and stuff like that. But Shania Twain, behind her, Mutt Lang, her husband, and definitely a true tribute to her success. Now we go over to Acton, and we have Grant Daniels and Karen, the one writing the big song, the first release. Is the magic in the air, do you think?
Yes, I believe so. Like, I've been getting some airplay in the stage.
And we also have a Birds of Prey demonstration that's at 10 a.m. on the track.
Are they religious birds? Is that how they're birds of prey?
Yeah, they've got to fly down the ground and kneel and pray as fast as they can, then catch a mouse.
Oh, okay. I get it. 101.5 Erin Community Radio and ABBA, Take a Chance on Me. 4 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock and 14 degrees in the sunshine at the 155th Annual Erin Fall Fair, celebrating 90 years of 4-H in Ontario. And apparently they're going to set up right over there. They're just getting everything set for the talent competition. And today is a special day, isn't it, Olivia?
Yes, it is. It's It would have been John Lennon's 65th birthday.
65.
Yeah.
That means he would be, what, legally retired.
Yeah.
They would be like saying, come on in and we got to test you before you can drive.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd be getting his pension plan. He'd be right into all that.
But he would still be rocking because it's John Lennon.
Dan, you've selected a song to pay tribute to him.
Yes.
This is your favorite one?
It's a really good one. It's Cold Turkey.
On what radio station?
101.5 Erin Community Radio.
The temperature's rising. Okay, where I am in Caledon, it is two bags gets picked up once a week. Okay? And then you put out your garbage. Like, I mean, your recycling and your gray and your blue and your green. In Toronto, they are getting so upset because they cannot put out more than six bags a week.
Oh.
Same houses, we're still talking about the same people and the difference of, you know, Caledon, Erin, down to Toronto. They're upset because you cannot do six bags. And you know why they have six bags of garbage?
Why?
Because they don't properly know how to use the blue, the green, and the gray.
Exactly.
So, you know what? Congratulations for James for being so vocal on it. And you know what? He's not alone in his quest for keeping the environment green. We're all with him on that.
And I am, in fact, part of the environmental club.
Now, it's kind of crazy. Your neighbor is the 2005 and 6 Erin Fall Fair ambassador.
She's not quite my neighbor. She lives really close to my house, though. I see her practically every day.
She lives on the rural route?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Just down the concession?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's all good.